I did not announce. I was trying to keep it as small as possible because of the limited space which is here. And I'm very grateful that you are here. What we will do is we will sing a little bit together. This is our last night in Vrindavan. Our means Gaurahari and two other devotees who come with me. It's the last night where we say good. We all went to the Yamuna and said goodbye at the places which are most dear to us. And now, tomorrow, we will go to Delhi first and give a lecture in our temple there. And then proceed from there to the airport and go back to Europe. So I thought in this last chance where we can see each other, we just spend it in a small group singing and explaining it. I will give some of you my parts of my overweight luggage, but don't worry, we have discovered and do all the technical things which still need to be done. But first of all, I want to give this back to Viprakit. He helped me. I chanted till late in the night on these beats, because when you lose your bee-back, you always connect it to a spiritual mission. Somehow the loss of a bee-back is a huge, at least in many devotees' life, a huge reminder to chant better rounds and use that time. And I must say I was a little overwhelmed when I came to Vrindavan with so many wonderful devotees, and therefore I was just pressing my rounds in here and there, and I really don't like this. So when the bee-back was lost, I was like this, bang, you call it in English, I think a wake-up call. And it was very useful for my relationship to my japa. Today, at 1 o'clock in the night, we got the news, your beads are found. The monkey brought it to us. And then from the early morning up to now, I really made sure to chant many rounds and be very grateful for this gift. So here we break it with the beads which you borrowed me. Hare Krishna. You also have to go back to Moscow. Hare Krishna. Don't leave Vrindavan in your consciousness. Take Vrindavan with you. You alone know Nikonya Rasa also, isn't it? And then later. Yeah. Okay. As long as possible. Okay, so let us sing a little. Who's our talented Midanga player? You know?
Not necessarily talented.
What do we sing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very nice, just a little softer.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
please allow me to just take this woolen pullover down. It's really warm. Wonderful. Advaita Chandra said, Maharaj, we will take care that the electricity will be on. So since that time when it was cold, we had this warm Western heating system. This radiator, right? Okay. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vajayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachari Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today in our small little group of devotees at the one night before we leave Vrindavan, or to say it in the words of the Narottam Das Thakur, one night before we make the terrible mistake of leaving Vrindavan, I will just I thought to address you on something which lives in my heart, that is, I thought to tell you a little, to give a few insights into more or less private vision on Vrindavan. One moment, I'm looking for something very specific here. Yes, found this. Okay, yes. Today, we went to the sacred bank of the Jamuna to say goodbye to Vrindavan. Thank you so much. Jiva Goswami writes in his Gopal Champu that for a devotee there are three helpers in Vrindavan who, even though the devotee doesn't see them, always come to the aid and the help of him in times of need, or even just in his ordinary life. It's Srimati Vrinda Devi, it's Purnamasi, the Yogamaya energy of the Lord who connects souls to Krishna, and finally it's Yamuna Mai. Now all these three divine personalities have an eye on each devotee and are prepared to help this devotee in one thing, in connecting with Krishna. That's what they do. They are connectors, so to say. You know this, the prayer to Vrinda Devi or to Lasi Devi, where the devotee prays, Nayane Hirivo Sada Yugal Ruparasi. Let me see with this very eyes the divine couple one day. And you might not yet know the power of Purnamasi and not of Yamunamayi. So I thought today to speak a little bit on Yamunamayi, because in my own devotional life, in my own visits to Vrindavan, I always visit the Yamuna and stay at her banks for an entire day. Because very early in my devotional life, I had very, very deep experiences with Yamuna Devi. There is the Yamuna Ashtakam, which we chanted this morning to her, where it says that those who, listen to this, who take their bath, who sprinkle their heads with drops of water, who are touched by her breeze, who live on her banks, these are all this a step more remote from direct physical skin-to-skin contact with the waters of Yamuna Devi. And finally, those who just desire to reside at her banks, they are immediately delivered from the hands of death and sinful reactions. And they are delivered into the hands of Krishna. This is what is there in the Yamuna Ashtakam. So this morning, after our Vrindavan Parikrama, we met with Bhuijan Prabhu, and we took a rickshaw to a beautiful place at the banks of the Yamuna, which I had never seen before. We went, I'm telling this to you because you might like to find it also. You know, when you do the Vrindavan Parikrama, you remember there is a turn to the right where after 50 meters the sitting place of Vyasadev comes, where he wrote the Bhagavatam. It said Vyasadev could not get the inspiration to write about Vrindavan Krishna in the Himalayas. It was not sweet enough, the atmosphere. So he came to a place in Braj, which is directly on the Parikram Mark, which comes after you have passed Mahaprabhu's resting place. You continue on, and then you have to take a sharp right, and after 50 meters his sitting place is. So we didn't take a sharp right. We just continued straight on. Then we went after 150 meters to the left, crossed over the road, and went into the forest of Vrindavan to disappear. Yes. And we marched on. We passed some first-class sadhus, came upon the Yamuna, and then went to the right until we found a little hut, and then sat in the hut and talked amongst friends. Whole day was quickly filled with our discussions. We always like to take a Shastra. This time we took the Stavavali, and then each one of us reads a verse and shares with the other what he, how he understands the verse. and what is in. I always recommend that to devotees who want to spend a spiritual time meeting together, to just take a good shastra which you feel is prayerful or which has informations which are relevant at this moment in your life, read it together and then stop and discuss about it. It's wonderful. We also heard that anyone who performs bhajan at the bank of the Yamuna, he is pleasing Yamuna. And as we talked and talked and talked, our discussion turned to one point which I would like to share with you, a point which I consider to be crucial in a devotee's life. It's a point which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had often talked about. It's a very, let me say, deeply philosophical point, but it's also has a very practical dimension. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur distinguished between the only subject and the many objects. Don't worry, it will become crystal clear after a while. Or he distinguished between the only seer and the many seen. To express it still differently, he talked about the only enjoyer and the many enjoyed. He said that in this world we mistakenly think that we are the subject and everything else is an object to our vision and to our use. But we forget that in reality there we are not controllers. We are only objects which are moved around. I would like to make this crystal clear. This is an object for me. It's not a subject in the sense that it has its own will. I am the only one who sees it. It doesn't see me. I'm the only one who uses it. It doesn't use me. I'm the only one who enjoys it, theoretically. There's no word in it. The thermos never enjoys me. Would be nice to have water in a thermos, but God, may I go to Hari, since you're going on. This is an object. I open it when I please, and I close it when it's time to close. This is an object. I use it for my own rhythmical preference. Sometimes I play. Sometimes I use another tal according to my musical liking. In just this never uses me. In just the same way, Krishna is the only subject and we are objects. Madhavananda, good morning. We are the only objects, but we material life means to always think you are the subject, to put yourself in the center and to make the whole world your object of enjoyment. This spiritual life means you just understand Krishna sees me, let Krishna use me as he wants. This means for a devotee also that the devotee doesn't always want to make mystical experience, doesn't want to always get a spiritual high when he chants japa and so on. He is ready to just chant and give pleasure, not to get pleasure. When Lord Krishna sees this, in the words of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he thinks this devotee chants my name. He is mine. He belongs to me. See, spiritual life is not about us. It's about Krishna and giving pleasure to Krishna. And once you understand this, you have arrived at the turning point from material life to spiritual life. Once you live in this consciousness, you are no longer afraid of death even. I want to give you some interesting insight into this. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati thought that only one of his disciples had the capability to understand this point. He thought this is a very difficult point. He once took a darshan in a very narrow darshan hall, and one of his disciples said, "Oh Guru Maharaj, it's so difficult to see Krishna from here." And he said, he gave the amazing answer, "We can never see Krishna with these eyes, but we can be seen by Krishna." And then he gave the definition of darshan as being seen, not as seeing. Another time, he invited a well-known lawyer of Calcutta to one of his talks, who came and attended it. And afterwards, he was served by the residents of the mat some rasagulas. This is the favorite Bengali sweet. And at the end, when he had was close to finishing his rasagulas, one disciple asked him, "Have you eaten the rasagula, or has the rasagula eaten you?" Now he very politely, the lawyer, very politely gave some answer and returned back to his home, and then wrote a very heavy complaint letter. He said, "I came to your ashram just to be offended and insulted. I have a wife who knows rasgulla cooking very well. I didn't come to eat rasgulla." See, when you ask, "Has the rasgulla eaten you?" It's some, we would say in American English, "You were so greedy, you pick you, the whole rasgulla was smeared over you and has eaten you up, you know, overwhelmed you," and so on. The letter was brought to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who called this disciple and asked, "What was the exchange?" And the disciple said, "I just wanted to make him understand that in relationship to what is spiritual, we are never the enjoyers. We are always the enjoyed. Even the rasagula is higher than us. Even the rasagula is our guru because it's spiritual, and he is meant to enjoy us." It's a little tricky to understand. I know you still look at me. Yeah. Trying to understand, trying to go into this point, but it's not easy for all of us. I understand. It will be easy the moment you stop thinking that you are the seer. The moment you stop thinking you are the enjoyer. The moment you start understanding and accepting and understanding. First it starts with accepting. The moment you start to accept and then understand that you are the enjoyed, that you are meant to give pleasure, that you are, to say it in Western terms, controlled or a puppet on Krishna's string. I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe you have entered deep samadhi on this point. The moment you understand this, then you will be able to live this, to live in this. What this means meant for Burijan Prabhu and myself, as we sat at the banks of the Yamuna. We thought, let us sing for Yamuna's pleasure. Let us talk for Yamuna's pleasure. Let us have sadhu sangha for Yamuna's pleasure. Let us look at the and then there was a flower. I remember this. Now you must know, I'm a person who is a very simple person. I like scents, and I like, I mean, what to say? I like light and so on and so forth. So I saw this flower. It was this very powerful flower, which smells like a whole perfume shop. It's an amazing little flower. It comes out like this, and then it has about 5 different colors, small flowers in the flower. It's very, very rare. And really, it smells like a perfume shop. So we sat there, and I said to Burijan Prabhu, look at this flower. He looked at this flower. And he said, would you like to smell it? I said, no. There's only one enjoyer, that is Krishna. All the flowers in the holy Dham are meant to be enjoyed by him. I would betray our whole discussion if I would now pick it and smell it. And both of us, old men, looked at the flower and we said, Flowerji, you are meant for Krishna's enjoyment and not our enjoyment. And we were very happy to understand that the whole of Braj, the river Yamuna with its beautiful current, with a wonderful wildlife on it, the boats, the bridge Parsis who greeted us affectionately, that they were all seen by Krishna, who looked at them, being pleased with whatever expression of devotion they had, including the little flower which was raising its head to praise Krishna with its perfume-like fragrance. This understanding relaxes you also. It helps you to understand. I'm here for a few days only. My hours are counted, and let me understand. What I can see now is not much. I'm covered. My Ananda potency and my Chit potency are covered at the moment. Thank you a million times. And I should just move in this world to give pleasure to Krishna. I was thinking about this when yesterday in the night I saw a devotee sitting under the tree with a harmonium singing the verses of the Brahma Sanghita in a melodious way. He apparently was all alone. There was no audience. Even the monkey had deserted the tree. Monkeys had deserted the tree in search for some other sleeping areas. But he was singing apparently alone, but this is only the apparent thing. The reality is that Krishna might have heard his singing. My dear devotees, learn to be alone, to be together with Krishna. That's important, that you understand that there is always the Lord who sees you. That there's always the Lord who's with you. Although by our covered vision and covered ears we can't see him and we can't hear his directives very clearly, but he's nevertheless there and watches us. And this gives great solace and happiness to a devotee, and this convinces him to go on even if his senses don't signal pleasure. In other words, even if he doesn't enjoy a very rasa-filled moment, even if he doesn't enjoy a moment of of acceleration and happiness. This is anyways not yet the real thing. But to become humble and just give pleasure to the Lord, knowing well that the Lord sees, is the only seer, and we are still covered, blind, huh? That the Lord from somewhere looks at me and that we give him pleasure. This is the turning point from material to spiritual life. And I think it's very, very, very important point. And today at the banks of the Yamuna, we discussed this for a good hour and we felt greatly excited, especially when that little flower with the scent of a perfume shop spelled out this lesson to us so clearly. I wanted to now move on to the second and last point for this evening, and then if you would like to discuss it briefly, we can do so. I would like to talk to you about another subject which came up in our discussion with Burijan Prabhu, and I feel it is so valuable that I would like to share it this evening with you. We were talking and talking, and then when we had exhausted, at least for that time, one subject, we moved on to the next. And I gave him, I said, Burijan Prabhu, you are scandalously old. You are approaching your 65th birthday, and I'm following each year on your heels. And I'm thinking very much about our future. Not just the retreats which we happen to give once a year, but our future and devotional life. And I said, I would like to tell you a story which has become the meditation of my life. Then I told him the same story which I would like to share with you. It's a firm conviction that in this human form of life we can prepare ourselves for eternity, to take our position in the kingdom of God again. There was once a wanderer, a person who walked from country to country, and he came to one country where he saw that everyone seemed to walk towards the capital town, and he was interested what's there to see, and went with a stream of people to the marketplace of the capital, and there he saw that everyone looked into the sky until they saw a falcon. Vajralila, do we say falcon? Is it a bird, isn't it? Falcon, yes, falcon, circling in the cloudless sky. The falcon then came closer to the crowd, singled out one person, and as it turned out, that person was the wanderer, and landed on the shoulder of the wanderer. Wanderer? Yeah. We can say like this. So the crowd exploded in a joyous celebration. They shouted, God again has sent his sign. Wow, we are so blessed. They brought a palanquin in, put our man into the palanquin, and carried him to the castle and informed him on the way, you are our next king. God has chosen you. The falcon has landed on your shoulder. This happens every 2 years. Wanderer was overwhelmed. One moment he was a beggar, now he is the king. But he accepted gladly and was coronated in the next day to be the king. He ruled, he ruled nicely, did many improvements, but one fine morning he was very thoughtful. He thought to himself, who was before me the king, and where is he now? So he went into the garden and he saw his gardener placing a seed into the ground. He asked him, what is this? Well, this is a fast growing fruit tree. And the gardener looked at him and said, whose fruits, I'm sorry to say, you will never enjoy. We will eat the fruits. The king thought, what? What does this mean? I'm younger than the gardener, and it's a fast-growing fruit tree. So he thought, my God. So he went to the gardener and said, what happened to the last king? And what will happen to me? So the gardener said, shh, I'm not allowed to talk about these things. But you can come in 1 week before the palace gates. There I will tell you. So he went before the palace, and after 1 week, shaking a little bit in fear, he asked the gardener again, I became the king, but I never asked what happened to the last king. The gardener said, you are only king for 2 years. After the second year, the palace guard, palace soldiers will come, take you out of the palace, bring you to a boat on the shore of a mighty river, and then ship you over to the other side. No one has returned. No news are available. What happened to those who went? The king said, in 1 week, you and me will take a boat and we'll go over and see what happened to the other kings. So when 1 week had elapsed, they went into the boat, arrived at the landing ghat, and walked into the forest. And after 10 minutes or so, they saw a tree on the left side, and on the tree they saw crowns and remnants of the king's coats and skeletons. Oh, said the gardener, these poor people, they became so hungry. They went up the poison tree, ate the poison fruits, and died. That's the fate of the kings. Okay, said our wanderer, our king. He thought for a long time, and then as he went back on the boat to his palace, he talked with his gardener friend. They talked for the entire journey. Then they went back to the palace, and after 1 week, the gardener was missing. No one knew where he went. The king was not upset. He ruled nicely, and after 2 years, he opened the door. There were 10 landsmen. They said, Jellia, Jello, Jello, Jello. Oh, said the king, can I take a back sack with some seeds with me? No. You cannot take anything with you. They brought him into the boat, crossed the river, and brought him to the other side. Then they put him on the landing gate, cried two tears and went back with the boat over the stream. Our king went energetically. He passed the other skeletons, the kings of the on the tree, chanting Govinda, Govinda, Govinda to them, and continued to walk. At first the path became very narrow, became very dark, but then the forest opened to a clearing, we say in English, clearing, Lichtung in Deutsch, and there he saw a wonderful hut, a nice garden, and before there let us live. So they lived, they had an altar room, they offered nice flowers, and when it came time for the other boat to come, or as Bhakti Teta Maharaj said, I think my chariot is coming. It came time that the other boat was waiting to take them across. They were well prepared. They had used their life in preparing for the eternity of God. And back to Godhead. You understand this story? This story. Just like the king prepared his next destination, first in this world and then in the other world, we also have to prepare our next destination. We have to start now. The king sent his gardener friend over. The gardener friend went and he grew nice fruit trees, nice sabjis, that's an Indian word, vegetables and so on, which were then there to be consumed and so on. We also have to prepare our next destination. We will all leave. We will all go over the big river. Our boat will all come for each one, even Apurva, the cook. Everyone, even the young ones amongst us, everyone's boat is coming at the proper time, and then we will cross the stream. What is on the other side? Have you prepared? What is on the other side waiting for you? Good question, isn't it? If you stay in a room, and you know it's only for 4 days where you stay, you will have to eventually prepare where you go next. If you don't prepare, you will be on the cold street. So in this human form of life, you have to start to preparing for your next life. Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sadata Bhava Bhavito. Wherever is your bhava, how to prepare? You have to prepare your bhava. Wherever is your bhava, your feelings, your mood, your bhava, there will be your bhava. No, wherever is your bhava, there will be your bhava. Wherever your mood is, your inner life is, there will be your bhava, means your existence. I want to read to you at the end two beautiful verses from a preparatory work called of Jiva Goswami, Sri Sankalpa Kalpa Briksha. He says, a person gradually growing old in Vrindavan tells his mind, fool, now you are close to death, drink this nectar I give you. O mind, as you drink this nectar, think of yourself as being in Gokula and think of the loving service you wish to give the Lord. And then he gets into the nectar. He talks about the landscape of Vrindavan. He talks about the different residents of Vrindavan. He talks about the pastimes of Nanda Nandan Krishna, and he talks about devotional subjects in which he wants to be wrapped in meditation of. So, my dear devotees, you have to now create the landscape in which you will take your next birth. You have to create the inner landscape of your devotional ambitions. That means, in simple ISKCON language, you have to learn to think of Krishna and never forget him. So this is something which is necessary, and it is especially possible when we live in Vrindavan, where so much of what we see reminds us of Krishna. The Yamuna reminds us of Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan remind us of Krishna when we are not covered with offense, with aparad. I always tell my I had an experience this morning. See, I come from a very critical German family, and this morning we had, when we started our parikrama, there was this one person who was dressed in a coat, a long coat. He had a very salt, you know what is it called, Bahirvesh, a dress up to the knees, the way Bhajanandi dresses himself. He had disheveled hair, a Radha Kunti lock, and he started with us, and it was still a little dark and cold, and I saw the devotees had not yet caught up with me, how he offered his obeisances to a Brij Basi woman, who amazingly, you know, they have this thing, stopped and went like this. This was unusual. I've never seen such a thing. The women are very shy and men don't approach the women. Then I saw how he was offering his obeisances to a swine, a pig. I said, all right, this can be either a great saint or a madman. And if he should turn to me and our group, we will have to decide what he is and react accordingly. No. So there was a very narrow path. It was in the beginning. I don't know if everyone of those who came along was still there, but he turned around and he touched my feet, and he asked me very politely, but no, it was not. He was insistent for a donation. So I never carry Lakshmi when I go through Vrindavan with me. I don't know why, but I never have Lakshmi with me. I mean, the sannyasis are the rich people in our movement, so I do have Lakshmi in, but I have it somewhere else. I never carry it around. So I just thought, well, I was not sure, is he a saint or is he a madman? And I just, you know, started, well, let me just quickly bypass him. But he started to touch my feet, and then Gaurahari, who's sometimes let me express it positively, has the desire to protect everybody. Gaurahari had the good sense he had taken 20 rupees with him just in case we needed to give a a donation somewhere, and he got the good sense to give him 10 of the 20 rupees. And when he did it, I could say this man behaved totally rational. He was totally focused. He gratefully acknowledged the gift, and he was on in his own world. And as he walked before us, they can walk so fast, many people bowed down to him, blessed him, or showered blessings on him. And I could see he was a known person. Maybe some of these sadhus who have an external appearance like an avaduta, but internally they're very much with Krishna. And I could see I'm not qualified to judge anyone's spiritual advancement, but I have heard about these saints in Prabhupada's books. The Prabhupada says, still to this day there are many devotees in Vrindavan searching for Krishna. And it's not that they see Krishna face to face, but if one searches for Krishna with feelings of separation, it's as good as meeting Krishna. Yeah. So I I was really forced to go beyond the external vision to a more spiritual vision. And I've learned, when you are in Vrindavan, be very careful to not commit any aparad or any bad action, even against a monkey. That will really cover your vision of transcendence here. And I told some of you that there was this one devotee, I don't want to give his name, from Australia, who once had a quarrel with a rickshaw driver. They had agreed on one price, but then the rickshaw driver wanted more, and finally he exploded and he took his fist and he beat the rickshaw waller in his face so that the rickshaw waller fell on the floor. Then he noticed, oh, this was not good. So the rickshaw waller went up, took the rickshaw, turned around and left. He ran after him and said, here, 50 rupees. The rickshaw waller didn't even look at him. Here, 100 rupees. The rickshaw waller didn't even look at him. Then he put 1,000 rupee note on the seat. The rickshaw waller did just like this, and the money went into the dirt of Vrindavan. And this devotee told me, from that moment, 10 of the most difficult years in his life started. And for 10 years he couldn't come back to Vrindavan. His wife divorced him, and they had children. Traumatic. And he was ill, and he had liver problems, and everything problematic. If you want to stay in Vrindavan, you must avoid violence in thought, and violence in words, and violence in action against the residents. Very important. Never allow yourself to be drawn into anything like this. Very important. Then you cannot receive the mercy of the Holy Dham. It's not available. But let us not talk too much about these difficult subjects. Let us positively fix ourselves in Vrindavan on a spiritual vision. You know, Jiva Goswami tells this is nectar which will bring him to Gokula. That means the spiritual dimension. Hare Krishna. So now I request all of you to bless us. We want to go in the West. We don't want to forget Vrindavan, but we want to serve Vrindavan. And what else do we want to do? We want to create a revolution in preaching, bring many people to Vrindavan. We want to start kirtan retreats and kirtan revolutions, and we want to start a Vedic university. It's already started, and I will talk this evening on the phone with our mother university in Haridwar, Rishikesh. We are connected to the Indian educational system so that we can give PhD any type of titles or credits to the students. And we have so many ideas, we just explode with ideas. But all these ideas have to be subjugated to this one main project, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Mm-hmm. That's very important. If you don't prepare now, if you don't start now and think, when I'm older, you know, it will never work. You have to start this now. And I think the story, could you understand this somewhat mystical story? It is such a good, such a super good message to all of us. So yeah, this is all I wanted to explain. Let us, maybe because we are a little in the times, I think, should we just sing one more? Maybe we should not go into endless questions and answers, because the subject is very simple. 2 points. Become the, understand what it means that you are not the subject, but you are an object to Krishna's seeing. And then the other thing, and the point was on preparation. By just starting to, your preparation means sadatat bhava matsyavataha. How do we say bhava? Bhava means mood, with long A in the beginning, and then bhavita. Is it correct?
Yeah.
So whatever your bhava, whatever your inner life, inner landscape, mood, feelings are, that's where you go, and that you have to train now. That's the preparation for what comes when you pass the river in your own boat, the boat which comes for you. It will be very soon. You will see at the end of life, you will see, what, so fast? This was one human lifetime? So you will see. Only now you are captured by the Kala Shakti of the Lord, and have an illusory concept of the passage of time. It's very fast. So let us joyfully sing. Should we sing Radharani's favorite melody? I heard this is, I can't imagine that a person like me who can't sing very beautifully can sing, can even approach the favorite raga of Radharani. But I did hear. It's very high, you young Amoryam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
I'm not going to be able to do that. Hare 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 Jai Om Vishnu Bhagavata Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtadra Satasi Simatasti Vayangre Surabe Charanaravinda Shilabhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Jaya Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, Ganga Mayamuna Mai ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the Yasamati bodies. All glories to the Yasamati bodies. All glories to the Yasamati bodies. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So, Hare Krishna, I would suggest the following. Do we have a little prasadam for the devotees, Rangadevi? We have. So we can give you a little prasadam, and I will maybe go with Gaurahari, and we can give the devotees the things which we don't require. Yeah. And there's a little water with you for you.